We're back. You're listening to Money Talks. I'm Troy Harmon here with Dan DeLuzio and DJ Barker talking today about all manners of things financial, as well as a little bit of conservation easement. Talking
We've
about
got
business.
Some good stuff coming up,
Dan,
Troy.
Dan DeLuzio, our man with a tax plan, is here to talk to us about a way that you can lower your tax bill. Talked a bit about this over the last few years, and especially more recently, you know, we have encouraged a lot of folks, anyone listening, to get out and talk to your tax agent, your advisor, your preparer, whomever it might be, about 2018, and talk to them early. If you haven't done it yet, you're already behind the eight ball a bit. And, you know, this is one of those ways that you can plan for taxes to, you know, it's a different way to lower taxes, and that is with conservation easements, especially in the state of Georgia, right?
Right.
So, Dan, what do we got?
Well, conservation easements themselves, what are they? People say, what's a conservation easement? Well, essentially, an easement is it's a legal ownership that you give for property that you own to an agency, be it a state agency or a charitable organization, and you give them a right to use of property. That's an easement, okay? And when you give these away, one of the key things is that they're in perpetuity. So once you give it away, it has to be used for that purpose for the rest of its existence.
So it's a part of the property from now on.
Or a right to do something on the property.
Okay.
An easement can be either a piece of the property itself or a right to do something on the property.
Sure.
Okay. For instance, you could give an easement to somebody and say, in fact, I know of a situation out in, I think it's Wyoming, where there's a piece of land that was attached to one of the national parks.
Sure.
And the person who gave the easement to the government out there said, well, there's only going to be one house on this piece of land, and that is now the only house in the national park.
I see.
Wow.
And so, so in other words, a developer can't come in later and put up a 50-story condo or whatever it would be.
Yeah, I've seen them turned over even within the state of Georgia for the use of wildlife management areas or wildlife refuge.
Yeah. And for that right, what happens is, you know, you go in and you get a fair market value of the property for its highest and best use is what they primarily what they call it.
And that could be something like a mine or some industrial
park. Right. And nowadays we see, particularly in urban areas, it's development, obviously.
Right.
But you're right. It can be mineral rights. It can be things of that nature as well. And that would be the highest or best use, okay?
Okay.
And then, so you get a fair market value for the piece of land or whatever it is that you're giving away that at that point, okay? Then you go and say, what if we give this away or this right away? Now what will that piece of land or that be worth, okay? And, of course, if one is it's a million, if it's to be developed, then it's $200,000. If it's after you've given the easement a right way that you can't develop it, and the land's now only worth $200,000, well, then your easement's worth $800,000.
Sure, the difference between its best and highest industrial use minus the use today is going to be
exactly.
Your loss.
Yeah, after the
your
easement.
Claimed loss.
Right. And so consequently, if you then donate that easement to the government or state agency or federal government or even a charitable, there are charitable organizations that are out there for the purpose of ecological things and national parks and things of that
Would this
nature,
be like so. The Sierra Club or
yeah,
some conservation environmental groups?
Environmental groups, absolutely. Right. So you donate to one of those, as long as obviously they're a 501c3.
Right.
And you get a write-off for it. You get a federal write-off for it on your federal tax. It's just like a donation, like you'd give to any other charity.
Sure.
Okay. And then on the state side, the state of Georgia allows you a write-off of a 25% of the value of it up to $250,000 that you can claim on an individual. If it's a company, they can claim up to $500,000 against their taxes.
Wow.
And if you can't use it all in 1 year, you get to write it off over the next five for Georgia, and it goes, I think, 10 years out for the federal.
Wow.
So it's really a good deal. We're seeing a lot more of it today than I've ever seen it in the last maybe. It's really becoming in vogue. And there's also out there, there's investment partnerships that go in and find these pieces And then parcel
for that specific
use. Specific reason, yeah. And then they look at the highest and best use that the partners then decide what they want to do with that. And then when the partners decide, they can either get a charitable write-off or a tax deduction, for which is a tax deduction, or they decide then, no, we're going to keep it, we're going to develop it. So either way, it's not a loss for either.
Yeah. So, do you see many audits with this type of investment, or how does that look when...
Well, it's not necessarily audits, but the area that the government is most interested in is how are you valuing this?
Okay.
You have to have it as a qualified appraisers that they call that are brought in to do these things, and there has to be a qualified appraisal, and it has to really meet all the criteria that the government says it must meet.
Sure.
Okay. Or they will I don't want you to use the word attack, but essentially that's what they'll do. They'll say that appraisal is not correct, and we're going to revalue it. And then, of course, you lose the deduction or whatever it is revalued at.
Sure.
But and that's just normal. You have to be careful. But you know, if you're in with a good group of people who have done this for a while, and there are companies out there and people who are in this business. I mean, there are several here in Atlanta that are actually in this business. And so they know what they're doing. They've done it for years. They're good quality people. They've got good appraisers on staff or people that they hire. So it's not anything that is just a run-of-the-mill thing and you're going to take a big chance on it. They're fairly qualified people.
Yeah, so
in fact, a lot of these are backed by insurance. That if the IRS does come back and challenge the valuation, that they will ensure that we'll cover so much of your tax liability.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The additional.
So what you're saying is, since there has never been oil discovered in the state of Georgia, if you tried to value your piece of property as if it were going to be a great oil well with no geological survey,
you might have a little problem.
You may get a visit.
Right, you might get a visit. They'll knock on the door.
Well, but, you know, here's the thing. You're talking about a situation that can be a bit difficult to understand. But if somebody were contacted about participation as a partner in one of these easements, and they are generally organized as partnerships.
Right.
What their ability is to share in the loss, and the loss is because of a donation.
The
so
deduction,
it gets to be,
so to speak, sharing the deduction. Right.
Right. Exactly. A deduction for the difference in the value, as you laid out. So if you read through the details, you need to be careful, is what you're telling me.
Absolutely. Yeah. These
of
things.
What the valuation might say.
You also need to have the tax liability. I mean. Because, you know, the greater the value of this is to a person in a higher tax bracket.
Right.
Sure.
You're not going to want to do this if you're in a 10% tax bracket.
Sure.
You know, it's not going to really get you what you...
What you're looking... What,
yeah, the bang for the buck, so to speak.
Yeah. Right.
So it is really for people in higher tax brackets. And also people who are inclined to to want to be benevolent. And because there's people who out there that are out there with farmland that may want to donate their own farmland to these kinds of things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just for the purpose of never seeing their land developed.
Sure.
And so you do have altruistic people with the needs to do that. And a lot of times you'll see that happening quite a bit now.
Sure, yeah. No doubt. Well, let's take a real quick break right here. When we come back, we'll answer some financial questions. And stick around. You're listening to Money Talks. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.